You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras. The Texas Rangers, the season is starting to wind down a little bit, which is probably good news for the Rangers, who have had one of those nightmare years that they would sooner forget. But they did lose a key part of their front office recently, A.J. Preller, who has migrated over to the San Diego Padres as their new general manager. So what effect does that have on the Rangers? Let's bring in T.R. Sullivan, longtime reporter in the Dallas-Arlington area. T.R., let's start with A.J. Preller. I've seen some reports that say that he's not just going to be allowed to, you know, take all of his troops over to San Diego with him. How does, just from your experiences and having covered baseball forever, when something like this happens and you know, an executive goes from one team to the next, what is the protocol there as far as, like, what they can do?
Well, I think, Allison, that it's negotiated before the actual hire when the team, like the Padres, asked for permission to interview A.J. Preller. I think the Rangers give permission on certain conditions, which the two sides work out. And from what John Daniels has told us, that there are some serious restrictions on what Preller will be able to do as far as hiring people from the Rangers organization. So I don't think you'll see a tremendous talent drain. I think, though, losing A.J. certainly was a big blow for the Rangers. This was one of John Daniels' most trusted lieutenants, and he's brought some talent in this organization, and he's brought a lot of talent that's still in the minor leagues. I mean, you look at some of the drafts that he's overseen over the last few years. One of the guys that he drafted was Joey Gallo, who's leading the minor leagues in home runs and is just an incredible prospect. And there's a bunch of other guys there who are really getting closer and closer to the big league. So, you know, they have a deep front office. They have a lot of talent up there. But, you know, A.J. is going to be a big loss for him, and it's going to be a great hire for the Padres.
So what do they do? What do they do from here as far as replacing him? Is that from within? And do they just, you know, kind of dip into their system and bring somebody, promote them? Or how does that work?
Well, they have a lot of guys within the system that, you know, that have been moving up slowly. Mike Daly has graduated up to farm director. Josh Boyd is their pro scouting director. Thad Levine certainly is a big player in the front office. They probably need, you know, every year they go out and look for people from outside the organization. They brought in guys like Scott Littlefield and Greg Johns, guys who really helped the farm system or really helped the front office. You know, they're always looking for good talent outside. You know, sometimes they'll lose scouts, sometimes they'll bring them in. They're like every organization. They're constantly making changes. I would suspect that Mike Daly will be, have a larger role within the organization right off the bat as the farm director. You know, Kip Fagg is still the amateur scouting director. I think they'll be fine.
With Preller, I hear that he, a big strong point with him was just how locked into, like, the international scouting realm that he was in. Was he a huge difference maker? It was kind of weird to me that the Padres seemed to not have a very strong hold on that. Like, they were really looking to take it to the next step. And that just kind of surprises me to hear that anybody might be lagging in that area. But was that, like, a really, really strong point for the Rangers because of Preller?
Yeah, when Daniels first took over, you know, the previous administration had really let the Rangers slip in the international market and in Latin America. I mean, if you go back to the 90s with Juan Gonzalez, Pudge Rodriguez, and, you know, originally signing Sammy Sosa, the Rangers were huge in Latin America, and they kind of got away from that, you know, in the early 2000s. And, you know, John Daniels wanted to rebuild that, and, you know, A.J. Preller was certainly one of the guys. Don Welke was involved in it. A lot of other guys, and, you know, you look at, you know, some of the players, of course, a lot of them right now on the disabled list, but, you know, Jurickson Profar was a standout player from Latin America. So was Martin Perez, who was really taken off this year until he came down with Tommy John surgery. You know, you look at, you know, guys, Rougned Odor, they got a catcher, George Alfaro. I mean, they got a lot of talent coming up from the minor leagues from Latin America. So the Rangers, you know, really went after that from the beginning with Daniels as general manager, and then they kind of branched out into Japan and Korea, and as Daniel said, you know, we look everywhere for talent.
Yeah, you would think everybody would be doing that. Okay, I wanted to also pick your brain on something because you've been covering this game for so long. This new rule about plays at the plate and blocking the plate, and it's created. I think we can all agree that it's one of the most controversial, you know, new rules and revisions that we've seen. And guys are like, you know, the plays are going as normal, and guys are getting tagged out, and then they're reviewing it and saying that, you know, you can't block the play if you don't already have possession of the ball. Do you think? I mean, this has caused like major consternation for a lot of teams and a lot of managers. Do you think, just from your experience, like that they're maybe going to have to revise that, have to look at it again? I mean, it's definitely working because guys aren't getting pummeled at home plate anymore. But is this rule going to be able to stand the test of time?
I think the first thing they have to do is think it through, and I don't think they did the first time around. I think this, unlike instant replay, which, you know, guys like Tony La Russa and Joe Torre put a lot of thought into, I think this one was kind of put in at the end, like, oh, yeah, we forgot about this. Let's look at this. I think they need to review this. You know, I remember, you know, the Rangers were in Anaheim one time, and they had a play at the plate, and Chris Jimenez was nowhere near blocking the plate, but, you know, tagged the runner out. Mike Socha protested, and they reviewed it, and they called the runner safe because they said Jimenez was blocking the plate. And the hilarious thing about the whole thing was Mike Socha was the one who was protesting. You know, this is a guy who would throw his body in front of home plate to stop a runner. You know, I just don't think they really thought it through, and I think they're going to have to think it through this winter and really look at it hard, and maybe they can figure something out, or they can do what I suggest, and that's just drop instant replay entirely, but they probably won't do that.
Right. I just don't see anything wrong with a guy putting his leg down. I mean, it's how he's been doing it. Like, a catcher's been doing that his whole life. I mean, that would be almost impossible to just reverse that and in the heat of a play not be able to block the play by just putting his leg down. I mean, putting his whole body there, I think, is what they're trying to avoid. And if a guy's putting his leg down, I just don't see how you can possibly rule against him on that. He's not going to get his head knocked out.
What veteran catchers tell me to say is, hey, if the guy has the ball, he can block the plate. If he doesn't have the ball, he can't block the plate. It's that simple. I mean, that's all you have to go by, all this other stuff, where the leg is, the, you know, the clear path, all this stuff. It's either you have the ball or you don't. I mean, if you have the ball before the runner gets there, then you can block the play.
Yeah, I just don't understand how really that can just be that cut and dry, though, because how are you going to know when you're going to get the ball? I mean, you have to position your body first. So you can't really say, okay, well, ooh, I have the ball, so now I'm going to move over. You know, that's what I think is the problem. It's like, how can a catcher possibly know exactly when that ball is going to get to him as far as when he can actually physically move his body before he has to make the play?
Well, again, it's something they're going to have to think about thoroughly this winter. I just don't think they've thought about it as much as they should have and considered all the possibilities and talked to everybody they needed to. It just seemed to me when you go back to spring training, when instant replay was put in and all of this, I think this was clarified in the first or second week of the season. I think that's how what kind of lag time we're talking about between, you know, instant replay and putting this rule into place. So I think they need to really go back and revisit it.
Yeah, I agree. Well, let's change topics here for a second. There's a big benefit that's coming out. This thing has become huge and overwhelming and just wonderful. It's a benefit concert for Richard Durrett, who, as many Rangers fans know, was a longtime, very respected reporter up there who died tragically, and he has a young family and a pregnant wife. So teams have really stepped it up, and they are the donations have just been pouring in for a silent auction, and I don't know if there's going to be a live auction. But I know that you are good friends with Richard. What can you kind of tell us, updates on this benefit that's coming up and what people can do?
Well, here's the thing. I mean, it's very simple. You know, a lot of people here are working hard to put together a benefit concert for Richard Durrett, and they're going to have a silent auction there. And what people need to understand is this silent auction is going to be incredible. The baseball memorabilia and the prizes and the things that have been donated are just unbelievable. And I know there's a lot of people out there who would like to help Richard Durrett, but I know there's also a lot of people out there who just love sports memorabilia. So even if you didn't know Richard Durrett or knew nothing about him, but you love sports memorabilia, I mean, this sports auction is going to be incredible. I mean, we got stuff from every team. We got Derek Jeter stuff. We got Josh Hamilton stuff. We can go on and on with all the great players. So, I mean, it's going to be the sports auction of the century, at least in this area. I've never seen anything like it in this area. I mean, we all love Richard, but if you just love sports memorabilia, this is something you really need to get interested in, because there's going to be a lot of good stuff out there to really sink your teeth into.
Yeah, people can find that information on the Rangers website, the date of the benefit, the location, and
September 8th,
exactly what they can do.
September 8th, September 8th or 9th, I believe it is. September 8th, Monday, at Billy Bob's in Fort Worth. It'll be a great concert. If you love country music, they're going to have some first-class artists. If you love a good time, it's at Billy Bob's. And if you love sports memorabilia, I mean, you'll really be in heaven.
And on a much, much lighter note, I had to laugh. Jerome Williams, who started the season in Houston and was largely ineffective, then the Rangers ended up picking him up for a start or two, and then now the Phillies have claimed him. Can you explain this phenomenon that he continues to move from team to team, really having almost, I mean, he's a great guy, a really, really nice guy, and he's had a nice career. But we have to look at the numbers now, and he's really done very little. So I couldn't believe when I saw that the Phillies had claimed him. And he's not even left-handed. Does this surprise you at all, that he just keeps kind of getting more chances?
No, it's a smart thing to do. I think it's a smart thing to do. And the reason is it keeps you from rushing young players to the big leagues. So you got to go out and get guys like Jerome Williams. I mean, that's what they're there for. I mean, the Rangers are strapped for pitching. I mean, there's no doubt about it. They get a guy on the disabled list for 2 weeks. You know, what are you going to do? You're going to call up a number one prospect, like they have a kid, Luke Jackson, or another kid, Alex Gonzalez. I mean, they got some good pitching prospects pitching down in Double-A. But if you don't want to rush them, if you don't want to fill them into the big leagues before, they're ready, what you do is you go out and get a guy like Jerome Williams. Have curve, will travel. And, I don't know much about the Phillies, but maybe they're doing the same thing. Is you go out and get these guys, you plug them into your rotation. They fill a spot, and you keep from rushing guys to the big leagues. I think it's the way to go, personally.
Yeah, at some point you have to get outs, though. I just feel like everyone has kind of those AAA guys, those sort of retreads. The guys that had some major league experience that are sort of waiting. And I guess it surprises me that there's been as many teams as has that are that kind of need a Jerome Williams like immediately. But that's a good
Rangers,
point. I mean,
the Rangers have run through all those guys. I mean, we got Scott Baker. I mean, we've run through. I mean, the Rangers are looking at setting a major league record for most pitchers in a season. So, I mean, they've run through all their AAA guys. They've run through the Joe Saunders of the world. I mean, they're out there begging right now.
That's a very good point. Well, that's why I asked the expert, PR. So thank you very much for your time, and we will be checking in with you in about a week. Thank you.
Catch all of the second half action on MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service. Watch every out-of-market game stream live online or on the go in true HD. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 14 subscription, allowing you to watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.